Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. We've been dealing with some fun technology challenges this morning, and hopefully we will not have any more of them the rest of the day. I'm so glad you guys joined us today, and I'm excited to talk to you for a second here right up front about our sponsor, VTech, who has the four-line small business phone. This thing is so cool. I'm a little bit of a geek anyway, so that's not surprising to any of you, but it is the way to be able to be any size of business. You can have one line, you can have 10 lines, and the VTech 4-line small business phone will allow you the ability to sound like the big companies. Now, you can answer your phone live. You can be like, hi, how are you? Answer the phone. Or you can actually use the audio attendant. You can have music on hold. You can have a pre-recorded message that plays to the people while they're on hold. There are so many neat features that you can have with this system. You can have up to 10 extensions. You can have 4 incoming phone lines. I just can't tell you enough great things about the VTech 4-line small business phone system. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to vtech.com and check it out, or go to your local electronics store and check it out, the VTech 4-line small business phone system. So let's talk to you today about writing. Let's talk about being a writer. Now, there are some of you out there that are like, I don't want to write. And there's others of you that is one of the dreams that you have in life. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are some things that writing a book, that having something in print in today's modern society still impacts people in a way that video, audio, all those things don't do it. It's a whole totally different segment. Now, that could be a Kindle book, something that people download, or it could actually be this weird thing where they put words on a paper. I know that seems strange these days, doesn't it? But, people do actually love that tactile feeling of picking up and reading a book. And so we want to talk to you today about all the things you could do with your book. So I'm excited to be joined by a good friend of mine. Her name is Michelle Brubaker. Michelle actually lives here in the local area, and we have done work together for years. And she wants to help us understand the concept today of how easy it is to take whatever you do, a workbook, your talk, all of those kind of things, and use it to become a published author. That's right, a published author. So join me in saying hello to Michelle Brubaker. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Steve. It is a pleasure to be here with you today, and I am thrilled to share some great tips and encourage the listeners today on how they can get published too.
Yeah. All right. So let's jump right into it. For people that have not actually been to your cute little office with the dog there, tell us a little bit. Moose is so cool. We'll just have the whole show about him. Tell us a little bit about your background and what got you to this point in your life.
You bet, absolutely. Yeah, Moose is part of my life, my dog there too. And he loves going to the office with me. A benefit of being self-employed and living the life that you've always wanted and dreamed to. My background is in marketing and web development programming. I worked in that realm for a long time and still do put some of my time and effort there. And also doing speaking and seminars and workshops. My focus a lot has been on do-it-yourself, showing people how to do things themselves so they can save money. Because really, in today's modern technology age, like you mentioned, people really just need to know where to click. So I would show them that in class, you know, just click here. You can do your own marketing. You can do your own web stuff. And then, of course, for the ones that didn't, I would do it for them. I've kind of scaled back that now, so I don't do very much of that anymore. But that's where most of my background was previously.
I remember some of those classes you were doing, and you'd have whole rooms full of people and help them build their own WordPress website and then, you know, help them with that distinguishing between time versus money. You know, what are the things that, yeah, I can teach you how to do right here in an all-day seminar, and what are the things that, hey, you know, just be smarter to just hire somebody to do that for you rather than, you know, have that much stress in your life.
Exactly.
But I know that at this point in your career, you've really transitioned or in the process of transitioning into helping your clients really get themselves published. And I remember you showing me in your office some different types of books that you've helped people create. Can you give us just kind of an overview of the different styles of books that you've helped some of your customers put together?
Oh, yes. Very fun. It's such an enjoyable process. And it all really started with me with my own first book. And many years ago, I started off with just an ebook that I just made myself sit my butt down and do, probably 6 years ago, I'm guessing. And that one ebook, even though I just printed it out, put it on my website, that printout of it, and I spiral binded it myself. When I was out speaking at events, that one little ebook, 22 pages long, got me a ton of credibility, and it was phenomenal. So I thought, wow, I should have done this a long time ago. And of course, things have changed and advanced since then very rapidly. And a couple years ago, I was at a marketing seminar down in Las Vegas, and the speaker had said, you have to have video testimonials on your website. And so I really, really was working on getting more and more testimonials. And now I have a ton of them. I'm all over the internet with those testimonials. And I thought, man, this has been the biggest thing ever for me. And so I'm going to write a book about that. So I wrote my first book that was a print book called The Amazing Power of Testimonials and How to Receive Them, Keys to Fabulous Feedback that Attracts Clients. And so I put in that book all the things I did to get amazing testimonials and forms and how you can request them, because when I had those, I was able to instantly raise my prices on things. My biggest clients ever came right after that, right after the time that I had those testimonials. So it was a key thing. Now, that little book, it wasn't much. It's just a small little book. Made it have a beautiful cover. Now, whenever I'm out and I have that book and I can hand it out, I can give it away, I can sell it and do all of those things with it. Obviously, I, you know, hold it up and take a picture of it with myself so that people realize it's also available in hardcover. But after doing that very first one, I was so excited. I'm telling you, this stuff's addicting. It really is. You just want to make more after you do that one. So I told my friends and my family, I said, who wants to do a book? I want to get some more books out there. So that's a couple of my friends. I started making their books, too. And one was a workbook. One of my friends had one on it's a large size book, like 8.5 by 11 size, and one single-sided so that you could take notes on one side. And so that was a workbook that we did. It turned out beautifully. Another was a poetry book my daughter-in-law did. Great poetry book. Beautiful. It has short stories and poetry in it. Another marketing book I did on business directories. One of my business friends wrote a business book. And so with all of those, I was able to put it together in different styles. And I wanted to do each one a little differently. So I did a small one, a large one, one in color. One of my friends did an online dating book, little tiny workbooks. It's kind of a horizontal book, and it's all full color bleed pages. So, you know, I got a chance to try out all the different formats through doing that. And that was really fun, and it was able to, you know, I was able to put them on the shelf when you came into the office there and you saw, I said, this is my wall of fame, people. The wall of fame, because this, it really gives them credibility and authority by doing that. So there's so much you can do with them.
And I think it's important to point out, you said your first book was 22 pages. I know that's the very first thing that I always hear from people is it's like, well, I could never write enough to be a book, you know, and we always think of things like, you know, Moby Dick, you know, or, you know, War and Peace. It's got to be 700 page, you know, novel with no pictures. And that's just not true. You know, I mean, pictures, examples, quotes. Like you said, you have one that's a workbook that a person can actually have, you know, they got to have space in there to write. You know, it's kind of hard to have a workbook and then be like, okay, now get out paper and write these separately. You want to give them space in there. All of those kind of things can come together in one place or in multiple books. So talk just a little bit here for a minute or two about then how easy it is for a person when they say they're going to do it to actually find themselves being a published author.
Well, a lot of it comes down to, I think, persistence because, you know, it's one of those things that you really got to not procrastinate on. If you really want to do it, just sit your butt down and do it and get it done and push it through until you have it finished. It's really not that hard. You know, some people think, oh, I'm not very technical, or I can't type very much, or I can't, you know, I don't understand the computer or how to get to Amazon and all that. You know what? Everything is out there. Everything you ever wanted to know is out there, and you can just do a quick search for it if you need to. So it's not difficult. And, you know, I just like to tell people to sit down and write the first sentence, you know, because it is addicting, and you'll sit there and you'll get the next thought will come to you and the next one, and the next one. So if you can just set that little bit of time, even 15 minutes, I mean, seriously, can't we do anything for 15 minutes? If we knew company was coming over in 15 minutes, we'd run around and spiffy the house up, you know? So just sit down and write that first sentence and get started on it. It's not very hard to do. And you can write about anything. I'm another dozen books in my brain to get out right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing about with writing is that it gives you so much content. You know, you have your speaking, and that can become a book, or it can go the other way. You can write a book, and it can become a speech. Video, blog posts, Facebook posts, tweets, all of those kind of things. I think we undersell how much writing we actually do these days because, you know, we do them 140 characters at a time, you know. And imagine yeah. if you went back over the last 2 years of tweets you've done and put those all in one place so that a person could see, hey, you know, I said a couple of really smart things, or, you know, I gave people really insightful recipes, or any of those kind of things. I think that's really good for people to do.
I think it works both ways, too, Stephen, because you even, like, say you already have something that's published or that you want to publish, that can be cross-promoted in multimedia formats. And I'm a media junkie, so I love all forms of media, and I'm a techie geek as well. So I'll put those together along with the writing, and, man, I can think of a million things to do with it. But, you know, from one book, once you have that book, there's so much you can do. You can audio record the book, and I've done that. You just record it to an audio format. You can put it on a CD. So even if you're at an event and you're speaking, you can have that audio CD as well as the print version of the book. You can make it a downloadable MP3. So when you're at an event and you wanted to have an offer at the end for people to get in touch with you, you can bundle those things all up together and make one big pack. That package could be a, you know, a business in a box package, or it could be a, you know, do-it-yourself kit, you know, anything, that whole set of things. And now, as far as promoting it, man, you mentioned Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all those, and you can take that same exact content that you have and break it up in little pieces and pull out little quotes out of that book and put them on Instagram. Audio record or video record yourself saying those quotes out of that book, because Instagram will let you use 15 seconds of video or even put audio behind a picture on Instagram. So there's some cool stuff you can do. Same with, you know, places like Clamor, and even Twitter will let you put a little bit of video on there too, as well as Facebook. So that one content that you create can go out there in all these different formats. Just take one and master it first, of course. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed and not even get started. But one format and you know, maybe it's Twitter that's easy for you, or Facebook that's easy for you, and start using all the tools that are available in there, because Facebook will let you do audio and video and, you know, and images and pictures and infographics and all those things. So sit down and create the book, and then take that book and then just get it out in all the different media formats that are available to you, choosing one that you like the best, and then go on to the next one.
I think that is great encouragement. I think everybody, hopefully by now, is thinking of those things that they like to talk about and ways that they might be able to publish it. Let that rattle around in your brain. It's like I'm always saying, you know you're going to think about 10 things during the commercials anyway, so let's control what we're thinking about. Start thinking about, if I only got to say one thing to the world, what would be the first thing I'd want to tell them? You think about that, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hey, this is Steve, and I'm here with Michelle Brubaker. We are talking today about being a published author. You can actually be an author. I know there are some of us who grew up and we were like, oh, you know, I'm going to be an author. And other people that are like, oh, no, I don't ever want to do that writing thing. Whichever category you're in, the biggest thing, the commercial that you just heard even reiterated the fact that being a published author does enormous things for your credibility in the marketplace. As a business person, you really need to be looking at how you can be published as opposed to whether or not you should. And then, you know, from there, it just becomes about technique. So we're going to talk about some of the key components, the techniques that you use to create a book. Michelle, you reminded me of a suggestion that Christine Closer gave when she was on the show a couple of months ago. She was talking about the age-old concept of beginning with the end in mind. And what she teaches her people to do is actually write the back cover of the book first. So think about it. If you're in a bookstore, I know some of you don't go to bookstores anymore, but Powell's is awesome. If you live in the Portland area, you should go check it out. Free commercial for Powell's. And you flip over the back of the book and you look and you read that back page. Think about that and whether or not, you know, I mean, you've made decisions about an entire book just on that back page. And so that's a really great piece of advice of a place to start. Michelle, what are some other key components that a person can work on to get what they have in their head out onto paper?
I think an outline is really important to have too, and it's not a stick-to-it outline, but just getting those thoughts down, because if you had, say, you know, 10 chapters or 10 sections, even if that section was only a couple of pages, then you have somewhere to go. If you know that I only have a limited amount of time to write today or over the weekend, then you would go right to that section and start writing it. So having the kind of a roadmap in place really helps you too. And then once you have that chapter, then it's just writing a few paragraphs about that chapter. And most of us can really do that. We can even just in a conversation talk about a specific topic to somebody and just putting that conversation I would have down into words. And so an outline is a really good place to start as well.
And you can expand on that outline. So you can we did a really fun project at one of Lisa Nichols' retreats, actually, where she had us take and put a circle that had the title or the working title of the book in the middle of it, and then six or seven spokes out from that. And then in each of those, you put a major thing you want to talk about. And then underneath of each of those major things, what are three of the most important parts of that thing? And so it's like an outline, but it was a, you know, like a spider version of an outline, if you will. Those kind of things really, I keep hitting my mic. Those kind of things really, you know, can help you out to begin to get your thoughts into an organized pattern. So you get an outline done. What would be the next thing you would do to create your book?
You know, I thought it was interesting you mentioned that back cover, and it is, because it's inspiring when you read it, and you read that about yourself and your topic, and, you know, I would even print that out and stick it up on my wall and bulletin board to encourage and remind me and motivate me to keep going with it, because sometimes we need that extra motivation. And, you know, it's funny, I've several times finished the front cover, too, before I finished writing the book, because when I see a picture of that book, it's my motivation and encouragement to get it finished. And it's like, there it is. That's my book. There it is. It's almost done, or I'm starting that book. So even having that visual picture of it or even a sketch of it, you know, it sounds funny to do that first, but to me it motivates and encourages me when I have that visual picture of it.
I think that is a great thing to do, and I think it's important that we know what kind of a person are we. Do we need to hear it? You know, are we an audio learner? Are we a visual learner? Or are we kinesthetic, I think is the word, where we need to actually do it? And so which one of those kind of people are you? If you're visual, then give yourself something visual that's inspiring you. If you're auditory, you know, take a few minutes and record something that you listen to before you start into your 15 minutes a day of writing. You know, and if it gets to be more than 15 minutes, we won't tell. and if you're kinesthetic, then that really practical, I need a specific time today that I am going to put pen to paper for 15 minutes. And you want to actually physically use paper in that particular case, if you're that kind of person, because you need that tactile actual creation of it, because that's how you work as a person. What are some other of the really key components to having something in writing?
Well, I love what you just said, so I'll back up for a second, because I'm actually the visual person. It's true. So that's why I need those visual things around me. If you find also that your book is close to being done or you're almost there, you know, having that visual picture of it could also allow you to pre-sell it, so force you to finish it up. So just a little tip out there, too, for people. But what else is a good tip for getting that book written is just really sitting down and do it. Sit your butt in the seat. That's what it takes for me, and make yourself get it done. Some people are afraid because they think, oh, wow, I'm not very technical, or this is going to cost a lot of money to get it published, or, you know, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And you just have to erase those things out of your head. Press delete, delete, delete in your brain and get that stuff out of there, because people do want to hear what you have to say. They do want to hear your story, your message, and get it out to the world. So keeping that positive in your mind and eliminating any of those negativity will help you to go forward faster to get there.
I couldn't agree more. Some things in life are, to steal the phrase from Nike, all about just do it. Sometimes the only thing, the best thing you can do is to just do something. And so we had I forget even who it was that was on the show that gave a really great secret. They said, make time in your schedule that is for specific things. Schedule into your time, you know, things like lunches and when you're going to get done with work and all those kind of things. Do the same thing with your writing. Have a specific block of time. Don't just tell yourself, I'm going to write sometime today. Actually physically set aside, and even if it's only 5 minutes, and even if to begin with it feels like torture, I know there are some people that I've heard them say this to me, Michelle, they're like, oh man, that 5 minutes went on forever, you know, but you get better at it and you get those ideas out. I think that is the big key, is to just do it.
Yeah,
are there any other
person,
really specific keys?
Well, I'm a morning person with that, so I like to get up early and do it. And it's funny because if I'm laying in bed and I'm really tired from either the night before or just, you know, working so hard all the time, doing all the things we do, I'll actually find myself laying in bed. And then I want to get it because I'm looking forward to that special time that I scheduled for myself. So even if it's late at night or after lunch or whatever time it is, actually scheduling it in creates a anticipation, and you're looking forward to giving that gift to yourself. So definitely schedule it in.
And I think that's a good place for us to keep our thought process while we're thinking about our book, is to just really allow yourself the gift of writing down your stories. We've dealt a lot with my wife's mom passing and my parents getting older and those kind of things. And what you find is that you want to know all of their stories. Well, at some point in our lives, we're going to be at a place where our kids are going to really want to know those. So even the things that maybe you wouldn't publish, now's the time to get those down. Speak those and record them. Write them down. Get those things down for yourself, for your children, for the next generations. I really encourage you to think about those kind of things. And while we're taking a break here now, let's talk a little bit more about our great sponsor, VTech, the 4-line small business phone system. VTech is so amazing. I wish every one of you had one of those on your desk right now so you could know what I meant. It is so cool to be able to sound like a giant business, even being like Kathy and I, where we work from home. You can have that giant corporate feel without having that impersonal ability of it. So you can still pick up the phone and say, hey, how you doing? But you can also then have, departments and extensions and put people in the queue. You can conference people together. So you can actually have like six people on a conference call from your office along with the other people without even having to have to use free conference call or something like that. The VTech 4-line small business phone system is an amazing tool to allow your small business to do the things that make the cash register ring. Check it out, the VTech 4-line small business phone system.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hey, this is Steve, and I'm here with Michelle Brubaker. Michelle and I are talking to you today about how you can be an author. It is so easy in today's society to be a published author. Dr. Joy was on the show, and he's written like 47 books, I think, plus all the articles and stuff. And he was talking about how back, 40 years ago when he started writing, how difficult it was to go through a publisher and go through that whole process. And you had to kind of be somebody in order to do it. And these days, the world of self-publishing has really opened things up for anyone, really, to get their message out there. So, Michelle, what are some of the other misconceptions that people have about writing their book that we can dispel for them?
Well, right off the bat, I think of money, because I've had so many people come to me and say they've checked into it, getting their book published, and they'll find that they'll get quoted from a big self-publishing house, for $5,000 or $7,000 or $12,000. They get so many books. And then, of course, the problem is they're stuck with a closet full of books. They don't know what to do with them. And so that misconception about the money piece of it will hold people back when it really just isn't true. You can self-publish yourself. There you go, the word self for self-publishing, right? You do it yourself and not go to one of these big, huge places, the publishing place in New York, and have them do it for you. You can actually do that yourself and then bypass that whole avenue. Of course, there's lots of different ways to do that with, print on demand and things like that. But money, really just cross that out of your head right now, because money is not an issue for publishing your books. It's very inexpensive to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Kathy and I have, even heard in the ad, we have some ways that we can help you, that if you're struggling with the writing, if you're struggling with how to get it out there, if you got quoted, like Michelle said, that $5,000 package, all of those kind of things, we can definitely help you out with that. And Michelle, I have seen on your counter, you are helping some people put some books out there, and I know that it's what you're really passionate about, too. What's the time process? I know that's another one that people always worry about. They think it's going to take them the next 2 years to do. Explain to people how quickly it can actually go.
That's a really great question, too. It can go as quick as you want it to go, or drag it out as long as you want to drag it out. I think I wrote that first e-book 6 years ago in a weekend, that 22 pages and stuff. And then the other ones, it's just a matter of sitting down and do it. You can do it in a few weeks. You could do it in a few months. It's interesting. I was talking with Ann McIndoe on my Quantum Leap Summit earlier this year, who also helps folks with publishing and used to do some publishing works with Tony Robbins and some of those people. And she says that some of her people take 3 months or 6 months. She even had one person take 5 years. So, I really wouldn't want to see anybody take that amount of time. If you have that message, you're just depriving the world of your message if you're not getting it out in a timely manner. One of the gals that I published a book for, and a great little book, she uses it when she's out speaking and stuff too, has a second book. And that second book she is still not done with. And it's been several years. And it's really unfortunate because the foreword of her book is written by Robert Allen. Robert Allen, the author of Multiple Streams of Income. And she keeps procrastinating that. And I'm like, you're sitting on a gold mine here. You have something. And you don't have to have a foreword by such a big famous name. You can have just your message. And if you're sitting on it, then people are not getting that message from you. So definitely, take the least amount of time that you can on it. And to get it out there, whether it's just a few weeks or a few months, it really doesn't have to be a long, drawn out thing. And some people also can get that analysis paralysis or perfectionist mentality. You know what? Done is better than perfect. You know what? If you get that first copy and you want to edit it, that's okay, but at least it's done, right? So get it done. Done's better than perfect.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so funny that you say, if you want to edit it later, you can, because I was at a conference and the general concept of my book at the conference with some people that teach, you know, writing and stuff like that was they loved the content, they hated the name of the book, you know, and that's like the third time I've done a name change and now I got to do it again. So, you know, you just kind of realize that, hey, it doesn't have to be
okay.
All that.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever the weakness that you have, there's somebody else that strength is. You know what? I was a programmer and developer for many years, so my grammar isn't as great as it used to be. I mean, I can write code, but maybe I don't know my grammar as good as it can be, but I know people that can help me with that little piece of it. Just get the words out there, and if I missed a there or a there and I misspelled something or my computer word processing didn't catch it, you know, that's a small thing. At least I got the book done, right?
Absolutely. Well, and keep in mind that Michelle told us that her first book was 22 pages. So better to get something down. I mean, even if it was 10 or 12 pages long, or find four friends or 10 friends, and each of you write 3 pages and have a 30-page book. And that could be a great place to start to get you in the habit of realizing that you can be published and that you are an author.
You betcha. And I love the collaborative approach, too, and I've used that before with summits and have seen that done lots of times. But, you know, also blogging. If you're a blogger, you know, you could grab a bunch of those articles that you wrote as a blogger. And, you know, if you're having difficulty with some content, I've seen people use some private label content or white label content and just massage it into their own message just to give them a starting place. So there's a lot of tips and tools out there. It's not something that people need to be having any fear about. Just get over it and get it done.
Remember that the opposite of fear is faith, and you need to believe that there is a reason that you're here. I'm constantly telling you guys that you're here for a reason. And the things that you have to say, I can guarantee you, the more authentic, the more real with your story you are, the more you're going to find people coming to you and saying, I know exactly how that feels. I've been through that same thing myself. It's those very things that we want to hide that we're like, well, you know, I don't want to tell people about that. They would think less of me. Those are the kind of things that actually end up allowing people to feel connected to us.
Yeah, they like those stories, you know. They like to know that you've been there. You've been through the valleys. You stuck your stake in the ground. You climbed out. You have been through that journey in life, and that could be an encouragement to somebody else who's facing those same circumstances as you are, you know. And I, you know, I talk about little stories in my book too from my real life, you know, situations, and that people relate to that, you know. Even though, you know, I'm a computer geek and marketing person, you know, an author, speaker, you know, internet entrepreneur, you should see some of the other things I've been dabbling in lately. But, you know, I also live on a farm. I live in the country on a farm. Did I tell you that, Steve? I don't know if you knew that. You know I'm a farm girl?
I do. Oh, yeah.
You do?
I like your pictures of your horses and stuff.
Yeah. People don't know that. You know, I may be dressed up in my suit and in town speaking at something, but then I come home and I'm knee-deep in the mud in the barn. And for a long time, I didn't share that with people. I really didn't. I thought, well, that's not a side of me. People really want to know that Michelle has a potbelly pig named Leonard and goats and chickens and horses and stuff. But then I started sharing that more and more. And you know what? People really relate to that side of me. They're like, oh, okay, you're the one that has the potbelly pig. You're the one with the dog Moose, right? So knowing that other interesting side of you, you know, if you can weave that into stuff, people really connect with that on a personal level to you. And I'm not saying where you're definitely not wear your heartstrings out on your sleeve and be all emotional about things, but just sharing about you and that person authentically, who you are, and with the other people out there in the world.
The biggest thing that we all need to embrace is how common all of our experiences are. You know, Dr. Joy even talks about the fact that before we even start the writing process, the thing that makes writing so impactful in our own lives is that by sharing ourself, our truth, our stories, our struggles with the people we're close to. I'm not talking about the whole world. I'm not talking about going on an internet podcast and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. But by having a close personal friend that you meet with in person and sharing those deep interpersonal struggles, that you actually develop your writing voice from that level of honesty. I was just amazed when he told me that. I was like, you know, who would have thought that the best way to, you know, to get a widespread word out there is to have one or two really close personal friends.
Yes, and just having those conversations with him.
Yeah. So, Michelle, I know that there are people out there that are like, okay, great, I'm inspired. I want to write a book. I want Michelle to do the cover for me. I want her to tell me how easy it is for me to be self-published, whatever that might be. What could a person do that would like to follow up with you and get to know more about what you do? How could they get in contact with you?
Well, they can go to my website, michellebrubaker.com, and reach out to me. I'm all over Google, so just Google me. You'll find me everywhere, Michelle Brubaker. That's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, two L's, and Brubaker, B-R-U-B-A-K-E-R, kind of like the old Robert Redford movie. It's spelled like that. So it is michellebrubaker.com. You know, reach out to me there, connect with me, shoot me an email or you know, on my contact page. You can reach out to me through social media, too. I'm all over them, social media, so definitely connect with me. And, you know, I mentioned my recent book, My Amazing Power of Testimonials and How to Receive Them, Keys to Fabulous Feedback that Attracts Clients. And you can get that on Amazon. But if you'd like the ebook version of it, I'd be happy to send that to anybody who wants to reach out to me. You can have that as my special gift for being a part of Thriving Radio today with Steve Kidd. That's my special gift to you. So reach out to me through michellebrubaker.com. I'd love to hear what your story is and what it is that you're doing.
So I encourage you, reach out to Michelle, michellebrubaker.com. I'll spell that for you again. It's michellebrubaker.com. You know, she's going to give you a free book that can advance your business just for sending her an email. That's a pretty good deal, I think. Well, Michelle, we'd like to leave people with something practical that they could do, like right now, today, this week. What could we do? What are some things that we could do to begin starting our journey towards being an author right now?
Great question, Steve. I want people to take the first step, even if it's a micro step. Little tiny steps, those count too, because every little step moves you further forward. And if you're brand spanking new at it, then I want you to just go to your computer and open up a file, type what your name of your book you think it might be, and then save that file. Put it on your desktop so every time you open your computer, you see it right there. So if you haven't even started yet, you can say you started because you at least opened a file and you have it ready to go. That's a micro step. Now, if you've already started, take your next step. Take the next step and write the next sentence. Write the next paragraph. You can really write a paragraph today. What is a paragraph? Three sentences? Five sentences? You probably already put that much on social media today, really, seriously. So it just make one more sentence, one more paragraph, or open that file today. And I want to encourage people to do that today. Take a step or even a micro step towards finishing their goal and achieving what it is they want to do.
Back to what we said earlier, the best thing you can do is to do something. Something is better than sitting around and going, I wish I could do that. Take that step and see what comes from it. You know, like we were talking about earlier, write the back page. What would people see if they were flipping over the back of the book and going, okay, what's this book about? What would encourage them to want to read what you're going to write? What would encourage you to want to write what you're going to write? What's something else that a person could do, Michelle?
Create that space. You know, of course, I'm visual. You know, if you're visual, create that space that inspires and motivates you with other books around, surrounded you. You know, clear off the desktop of your table so that it's clean and your brain can think. Or find that special spot that you like to write in, whether it's the recliner. Go to the store and buy a tablet or a notebook, you know, that's a nice, you know, a nice one with a pretty favorite color of yours on the outside and a nice pen that's comfortable for you. So you're setting yourself up for success when you do start writing. And that's the easy step that people can do right now, today, is to create that space for them to be putting that thoughts down on paper and getting their message out.
I think it's a good idea to be able to get some thoughts down. We talked about outlines. We talked about diagramming out the book. All of those different kind of things can be little tricks that you can use to help yourself be able to get down the concept of what you're going to do. Go from the whole world. You know, I've got everything in the world I could possibly talk about, and bring it down to what's the number one thing. You know, you'll love this one, Michelle. I'm always telling people, what is the one thing that you talk about so much that whenever you say it, your kids roll their eyes about it? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you know, that is, you know, it's frustrating as a parent, but besides that, that is a real key. It's a tip as to what you could possibly do and what you could know that is what you're passionate about, because it's just always coming out of you.
Yeah, that's your legacy, you know. And now that I have a grandbaby too, it's like, what message do I want to leave as a legacy to those next generations, really? And knowing that when you do get started, that's what you're creating. You know, they're going to be able to read grandma or great-grandpa's book, and that will live on forever and ever. So getting that out there is important to the next generation and leaving a legacy.
So I think we've given you lots of reasons why you want to write your book. So let's just cover a couple of them, Michelle, some categories. You know, there's obviously cookbooks. We talked earlier about workbooks. Like, what kind of workbook did you help your friend write?
It was a business steps to success book on, 20 days to success, and that's out on Amazon as well. The other was five steps to online dating and having fun with online dating, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. So it can be any of those kinds of things.
And you mentioned your daughter-in-law has a poetry book. So if you like writing
poems. Poetry and short stories. Short stories and poems.
Lisa Nichols, who we all have heard of now, Lisa Nichols' first book was actually Chicken Soup for the African American Soul. And that is a compilation of a bunch of people's stories. She basically was just a collector. She collected, I forget, it's like 1,000 or more stories from people of things that they had, that had impacted their life. And then she just took all that information and put it down into one place.
Yeah, you can completely do that. And I've thought of that as well on several topics that I have close to my heart, because not only are you getting a message out there to everyone, you have it in different flavor. Everybody has their own take on the subject. You know, I used to think, well, I don't want to put out another marketing book. Everybody's talking about marketing. Well, yeah, that's true, but no one says it the way I say it. And so when you create a book or a collection of stories and all those people say things in a different way, one of those stories might really resonate with somebody in the audience. So that's another great way to do it. And then you don't have to write all of the content, and then you can promote all of those people. And that's a really great thing to be able to do in that collaboration. Because if you have 10 people and 10 people are promoting, then that book gets out to more people in the world. That ripple effect is happening. You know, we can work one-on-one with people, but getting our book out creates a ripple that's ongoing to the next person and the next person through the internet.
And that's really, in the end, the biggest part about it is the world is vast, but the world is actually very small. And wherever you go, you're going to find that there are a lot of people that are going through the same kind of things that you're going through, whether it be a mom who's dealing with young kids that are still at home, or it be a mom who's dealing with the fact that she doesn't have any of her kids at home. You know, I mean, those are people that are universal around the world. It can be a person starting a business, a person who has failed in business, a person who has succeeded greatly in their area of business. All of those are the kind of things that you're going to find are universally, you know, the same with all of us. And I just encourage you to realize that you are an author, and inside of you is a story that does need to be told. Well, Michelle, I appreciate you taking the time today out of your schedule to talk with us and help us encourage some people to get their stuff down in writing. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. It's been my pleasure. And just go out there and write your book. You got it. Go do it.
All right. And I encourage everybody to keep listening. We've got so many exciting guests that are upcoming here in the near future. On Thursday, we're going to actually have Sherry Tree on, and she's going to talk to us about taking it to the bank. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? She has a whole brand new way of approaching the concept of sales that when you hear it, it's going to blow your mind and change your business forever. Next week, I'm actually doing a recap show that is going to allow people the ability to be able to actually hear some of the old shows that maybe you haven't heard and find out about some of our previous guests. And then, of course, we've got the EWN conference that's coming up the first part of August and some really exciting things that we're going to have available for you as our listeners the first couple of weeks of August. So stay tuned. Keep listening. This is Thriving Entrepreneur, and I want you to know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you be no longer the best kept secret in your industry, but to be an expert and authority in your industry and in what you do. Now go out and live your life as a thriving entrepreneur today. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC,
CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
You know, is it an hourly thing? Is it going to be, you know?
I think I'm going to lose you. I think I did lose you, actually.